Bala Sulam wrote four introductions to the book of Zohar. We had our book Zohar for all, and we need to go through those four introductions in order to truly know, to receive the approach, the key to the book of Zohar for all. So we are now starting from the wisdom, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is one of the introductions to the book of Zohar. Also with Rabash, when I got to him, I wasn't told anything, I wasn't explained anything. They said, "You want to study? All right, sit down." I've sat down, and my teacher opened up the book and started reading and explaining. That's it. Without any questions. Well, sometimes you're allowed to ask some questions, but also then I realized there's nothing to ask about. I just nodded my head as if I understand, although obviously I didn't understand anything, not a word, but later on at home, I was hardly able to read the text until I remembered it by heart. Thus I've started studying. Hence, what am I trying to say? Basically, studying of the wisdom of Kabbalah begins from the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is how it was. Nowadays, maybe none else but him. Well, let's start studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. Go ahead.
We are reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 565, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 1. Rabbi Hananiah, son of Akashia, says, "The Creator wished to cleanse Israel. Hence, He has given them plentiful Torah and mitzvot, commandments. As it is written, the Lord was pleased for His righteousness' sake to make the teaching great and glorious."
Meaning, one condition is to cleanse Israel. Yeah, we need to clarify those words. To cleanse Israel by Torah and mitzvot. All right, next.
It is known that cleansing is derived from the Hebrew word purifying. As it is, as our sages said, the mitzvot were only given for the purification of Israel. We must understand that this cleansing, which we achieve through Torah and mitzvot, and what is the aviyut, coarseness, within us, which we should cleanse using Torah and mitzvot. Since we have already discussed it in my book.
Thus far, is it clear? Yes. Or not? What?
He inserts the word aviyut already here.
All right. Aviyut, the dirtiness. There's some dirt in you, and you need to clean it, cleanse it. The Creator arranged it so, yes, that you would be dirty, and you must clean this dirt. And cleaning this dirt is possible through Torah and mitzvot, that's all. Why dirt? What type of dirt? It is unclear. What does it mean to be clean from the dirt? Also, I do not know. However, I know that there is a state where I'm dirty. I need to reach a state when I'm clean from that dirt. And that action occurs by certain means called Torah and mitzvot, which also I do not know what it is. So here I have three elements, three pieces of data which I don't understand. What is dirty? What does it mean to be clean? Pure, yeah? Av and zach, coarse and avyut and pure. And what is this instrument called Torah and mitzvot? This means by which I cleanse myself, correct myself. Three, those three things. Clear? One, two, and three. Yes. Well, pass the mic. Put your hand up. Otherwise, they don't know where to pass the mic to.
What does it mean to join, to add?
To cleanse, like you know, like one who cleaned the gold. Yeah. So, to cleanse.
Isn't it to draw them together?
I don't know. You already smart dude. You know what's at the end of things. I don't know. To cleanse. In Hebrew, it's also like to join, the same letters. That's why the question. So it's either to cleanse or to connect. Indeed, I didn't learn it in such way, but nice, yes. An easy way to reach the action, but how now will you claim that it means to join? They won't understand that, the beginners. Well, next.
Since we have already discussed it in my book Panim HaSbirot and the study of Ten Sefirot, I shall briefly reiterate that the thought of creation was to delight the creatures in accordance with his abundant generosity. For this reason, a great desire and craving to receive his abundance was imprinted in the souls. This is so because the will to receive is the kli, vessel, for the measure of pleasure in the abundance. Since the measure and strength of the will to receive the abundance precisely corresponds to the measure of pleasure and delight in the abundance. And they are so connected that they are indivisible, except in what they relate to. The pleasure is related to the abundance, and the great desire to receive the abundance is related to the receiving creature.
Meaning we have two things, a vessel and a light. Yes? The vessel received the abundance and the abundance. The abundance, plentitude, is in an unlimited form. Yes? How much can you, the more you can receive, please, you'll receive, meaning all depends on the vessel. The vessel, kli in Hebrew, is called desire, lack. The more you have a desire for it, you'll receive. Clear? What else is written there?
These two necessarily extend.
The light and the vessel.
Extend from the Creator.
Who else from?
And necessarily came in the thought of creation. However, they should be divided in the above-mentioned manner. The abundance comes from this as essence, extending existence from existence, and the will to receive, included there, is the root of creatures. This means that it is the root of initiation, that is, emergence, existence from absence, since there is certainly no form of will to receive in his essence. Hence, it is considered that the above-mentioned will to receive is the whole substance of creation from beginning to end. Thus, all the creatures, all their innumerable instances and conducts that have appeared and that will appear, are but measures and various denominations of the will to receive. All that exists in those creatures, that is, all that is received in the will to receive imprinted in them, extend from his essence, existence from existence. It is not at all a new creation, since it is not new at all. Rather, it extends from his endlessness, existence from existence.
Meaning we have an abundance and a kli, a vessel, the lack for the abundance, and we are divided as although both coming from one reason, nevertheless, one come from the upper root itself, being the abundance, the light, and the other comes once awakening within the abundance, as it has no primordial root from absence. Hence, it is called a creature. Accordingly, we divide creation into two parts, nothing more. One called creature, one called creator. That's all. Questions? Without philosophizing, right? Just about what we heard here. Well?
About the pleasure, may I ask?
No, sit down. I won't let you ask anymore.
How from the pleasure?
What pleasure?
How from the abundance is the Kli born?
Is the word pleasure is written there?
Not pleasure, abundance.
Well? Oh, yeah, the pleasure is attributed to the abundance. Yeah, maybe corrected correctly. Yet the word, well, okay.
So how from the abundance something is begotten, something that has no root at all?
I don't know. That's a matter of creation, out of the degree. This is the emergence from absence is the a question of the creator. It's a good question, but that's the answer. Because. Now, what did you ask about the pleasure?
In this world, people help pass on the pleasure from one to the other in the desires of this world. In the group, we have the pleasure of arvut. And
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. You guys don't understand how to learn. Did you study anywhere? At school or somewhere? We study what is written. And beside that, I know nothing. That's it. If you ask about anything outside of it, I disagree. I do not agree to hear it. And that's it. You'll never receive the right of asking again. And you have to ask for everyone here, if you're on the internet position. Try, get used to be specific. First grade. Second grade. Imagine yourself, you start studying right now. Oh, you want to study the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah from the height of university? You have to decide. I think we, I don't know. It seems to me that should we study it in a profound manner, we won't come out of it. We won't end up, there'll be true problems. This way you'll scrutinize truly things that are needed for beginners.
Zhenya from Moscow asks, why does the Creator, whole and perfect, why does He want to give pleasure to His creatures?
Without it, seemingly isn't whole. You could ask even prior. If He has created something, so He lacked something, right? So what kind of a whole is He, eternal, if He lacks something and He needs to create the creatures? And if He created, then why He created them in such manner that they're suffering, etc.? These are questions that are clarified later on. Yes, but according to the text we read.
You said that the creature is existence from absence and the creator is existence from existence.
This is how it is written.
Yes, you also said that the creature is existence from absence because He doesn't have a root. On primary root, but the creator is our root.
The creator is the root for the creature. So,
why do you say that the creature is existent from absence? He comes from existence, the creator.
The nature of the creator and the nature of the creature are two such forms that are the one. Stems from the other. Nevertheless, the nature of the second has nothing to do with the nature of the first. meaning there is a cause. Nevertheless, this cause doesn't pass on to him any quality, rather only causes him to emerge existence from absence. That's it? Well? You can ask 1,000 questions about it. It's nothing to be clarified from that. These things are clarified later on according to advancement in sensation. We advance and begin to feel it more. Yes.
So according to this, what is the point in the heart? The point in the heart is existence from existence?
You guys starting to... Yeah, see, we won't be able to study according to a straight line. Point in the heart is a shimo from the breaking. That's it. Let's continue. Well, guys, you're...
I didn't understand. What should be our approach to the teaching of the preface of the Kabbalah?
I think we need to study as I teach to a class. If we'll expand this preface, then we need to go to the study of the Tensefilot, to the Zohar maybe, etc. Or you want to study in such way, but it's endless, please. I have no problem. Yes.
If you ask a question, who are you asking for? Who are we clarifying this for?
We want to go through a course of a preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, a short course. This is how I was told, right, Senka? I was told, do a preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah course of how many? Of 10 lessons. All right, half an hour, let's say 20 lessons. You see, in such manner, can I afford myself now all this philosophizing? Everyone suddenly, something spring up in his guts and he just take the mic and ask. I received an order and that's it. I have no problem with it. Or that you want, if you want, we can chew every paragraph and paragraph for half an hour or an hour or more. Who's in favor of studying it short in 10, 15, 20 lessons? Which you think is important for teaching, right? Or what for? For teaching, all right. Who think we nevertheless need to expand and delve into it until it will be truly understood in all depth, etc.? How many? Five clever dudes. All right, so get out of here and that's it. There's no room for clever dudes here. All right, so in short... Right, you're done with item one?
Item two. As we have said, the will to receive is innately included in the thought of creation with all its denominations, along with the great abundance he had planned to delight them and impart to them. And know that these are the O, light, and Kli that we discern in the upper worlds. They necessarily come tied together and cascade together degree by degree. And the extent to which the degrees descend from the light of his face and depart from him is the extent of the materialization of the will to receive contained in the abundance. We could also state the opposite. To the extent that the will to receive in the abundance materializes, it descends degree by degree to the lowest of all places where the will to receive is fully materialized. This place is called the world of Asiya. The will to receive is considered man's body, and the abundance one receives is considered the measure of vitality in that body. It is similar in other creatures in this world. Thus, the only difference between the upper worlds and this world is that as long as the will to receive, included in his abundance, was not fully materialized, it is regarded as being in the spiritual worlds above this world. And once the will to receive has fully materialized, it is regarded as being in this world.
Meaning, we've spoke that we have one, two, and three, right? What is one, Niv? Desire to receive. What is two? Well, a vessel, yeah? What is two? The light, right? So, a vessel called the lack, the light called abundance, pleasure, fulfillment. All right. So here he says that the light and the vessel are intertwined, that according to the size of the vessel is the size of the light, if according to the size of the light is the size of the vessel. He doesn't say who determines what in here, rather both are intertwined and sent together, and to the extent that one is great, the other one is great, to the extent one is small, the other one is small, etc. And they are descending accordingly, meaning they are descending in volume, in intensity, the sensation of the lack and pleasure, and coming up to a state of sensations from Ein Sof till the lesser degree called this world, as here the light and the vessel are felt as a body and the light of life within it. Moreover, so much so, this vessel is minute that it isn't considered spirituality. And it is so minute that it cannot even exist, rather only for a short time, and then turn into dust, into ashes. That's all. Questions?
This world, materialization, what he's talking about, is this diminuting, diminishing?
Yes.
When beginners start to learn this, ask me many times this about these words, all these people that have no measure, and things that are about to be revealed are only changes in the values of the will to receive. What? Everything is only the will to receive? Some people say this is a very narrow approach, so they are feeling distant from the first item. And I can't explain it rightly, that everything is only the will to receive, because it's a matter of feeling.
What feeling? There is feeling, there isn't feeling. What are you talking about? What has to do with it? There are electrons and protons and neutrons, yeah, and other particles, right? What are you talking about, sensation?
Yes, but is it also the will to receive?
Particles, of course, they are desire to receive. One wants to pull, one wants to reject. So what? There's no... it's physics. What is it? Go to school and study it if you haven't studied. What's... Hold on. What does it mean, plus, and what is minus? One wants to reject, one wants to adapt, to pull. What is the magnet, plus and minus? What are the forces? Force mean... Force. We understand it as a force that rejects or that pulls.
Force, yes, but not desire.
No, desire is a force. Force of the willpower is a will, is a force. In Hebrew, it's like will and force is the same. What is a desire? I want to reject or I want to draw in. to pull.
In the desire, except for force, there is also the eye.
Doesn't matter, right? So it's nevertheless it's a desire, the willpower. So it's a power. So before this eye and all that, you're talking about man's body. You're talking about powers, plus and minus, which emerge from somewhere. Leave alone the Big Bang and all those things. People get even more confused, right? Well, there are two forces in nature. Two forces which among them begin to connect, either by a few neutrons together, even. They start gathering in a certain assembly or a connection called an atom. According to the quantities of pluses and minuses, they're all different types of atoms. According to the number of electrons, so electrons are connecting. Later on, they're connecting to molecules, later on into bodies of all types. And from that, we have this entire corporeal world we are seeing now. So what's within it? The will power, the force of will. One draw and one rejects. And in a certain balance between them, we exist. Everything exists. It's the willpower, or the power of will. Then what revived this power? The light. What is the light? We don't know what it is. Well, it is an energy that sustains the desire. How come the electron is moving? Spinning like that. Spinning, right? Ask a physicist. How come? Well, it spins. How come? Well, it spins. It moves. They don't know.
Well, yeah, they say there are forces.
Well, then they can only determine a fact. Yeah, it moves. How? Where from? How come? The origin? They don't know. Well, an answer. It is an answer. Don't think that is not an answer. In our mind, it is an answer. I don't know yet the fact. I've checked everything and I've came to the conclusion that I do not know. It's already knowledge that I do not know. It's a fact. It is stating the situation. Well, but there is an energy that spins these particles.
And what? Why do we say he moves? Because he wants to move?
Well, there's a light in it that gives it energy, which moves. It's not only that it wants to move, it wants to reject or pull in all kind of actions according to his desire. What does it mean, desire? There is he and the one who wants? No. In the still vegetative and animate, right? We're already advancing here, right? In them, there's no I and he who will. Later on, we will discover that even in man, there is no such thing as there's I and I want. There isn't. Duty. You exist and you want? No. However, he doesn't discover that he is like an electron. Only he who construct a partsuf, a spiritual partsuf for himself above the corporeal partsuf, then the spiritual partsuf means that he wanted and he did, resembling the Creator who decided and executed. Well, why aren't you bringing me questions from what you're facing with in the field? We can turn it into a nice scrutiny here. I'll be happy. For the time being, we're moving to the next part.
Before moving to the next part, let's sing a song together.
את החיים מלא כבר עשרה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשאיר כאיש אחד נפרדנו בבבל ירדנו לבד למצרים יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיבור בין חברים לי 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 עכשיו זהו הזמן, עכשיו...